Okay, Krishna here from Solitude Farm.
Hi, Krishna.
Hello. So, many Aurovillians will know me, but if there are people who don't, well, I'm Krishna. I've been here for the last 24 years, and I started Solitude 21 years ago, inspired by the teachings of Masanobu Fukuoka. Everything happening here relates back to his book, The One Straw Revolution, which looks at a non-interventional way of farming. And the way that we've sort of expressed his teachings over the last, you know, exploring how to express his teachings over the last 21 years here on the farm is by first honoring all organic matter that grows around us. And then honoring all the plants that grow with a healthy soil ecology, you know, with a healthy Mother Earth, and creating community around that. So this project that we've just completed, the 6 days of exploration of 100% nutritional security, is it's a fruit of this beautiful soil. That's had a lot of devotion to it by recognizing and honoring Mother Earth. So this project is a fruit of that movement. It sort of even is outside of permaculture almost, and it's almost outside. It's something very natural. Everyone, it doesn't need a label. It's about honoring Mother Earth. So this project invited 16 people to come and harvest, cook, eat, especially eat, and celebrate together, and learn also something a bit about the farming and some nursery work, something with the plants, and over a period of 6 days to see that, wow, actually we really can live only from food in Auroville, and that food can be really awesome, you know. So it started on a Monday morning with I think there was banana crepes and green smoothie with our own granola. And, you know, it ended with like a wonderful feast.
And they made it on their own.
The last day they made it on their own. Other days they helped for the breakfast and sometimes a bit in the evening. But it was a project which was really trying to let people like fit it into their lives. It wasn't like you have to be there this time. So it actually, the way the project started was really very, very, very beautiful. This young Aurovillian, this filmmaker, Serena, she came to me and she said, Krishna, you came to me in my meditation in the Vipassana. So I've come to meet you and see what this is about. We're starting this community. This community is interested in starting with the first foot forward, you know, dedicated to local food and exploring that in a sincere way. And I said, okay, well, let's do this then, you know, primarily for your community, but also we'll open it out to other people. So we ended up having 16 people, some from Youth Link, some from this their new community. It's called the Joy of Impermanence, and it's going to hopefully be situated next to Sacred Groves. And so they all came in with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of goodwill, and basically we had a beautiful week in being together, and I think that's also often overlooked. People, we're very functional in our way of thinking, you know. Mm. You need like the food is functional, but actually socially food has a relevance in a social context. Like, how do you galvanize your community to work together to this, you know, so to make festivals and encourage neighbors to eat together once a week, yeah, and things like that.
It's a basis of culture and society.
Definitely, yeah. Community. And I think more and more people recognize that, you know. So I think the learning that happened here, there was not really anyone with notebooks, and you know, it's really an absorbing sort of learning that went on, and maybe a recognizing of things that we inherently know. Like, we know that food has a relevance in this community setting, with a social context of doing something together. It has, somehow is people know that already, and they experience and they feel good, you know. And they voice it and they recognize. So it's a value shift that we need to be making, and those value shifts will influence how we do our architecture, how we build our buildings, how we you know, work together, the things we choose to invest our energy in. And hopefully the time will come where it'll tip a little bit towards more of giving a little time for being with the land and exploring where our food comes from.
Right. And when you were ideating for this project, how long did the pre-production phase take?
The what?
The pre-production phase, when you were ideating, coming up with, you know,
how it's supposed to go. That's the beauty of solitude, you know. If you like, you and me, we'll do a festival next weekend. We can do it like that because everything is here already. It's already happening.
That's true. It's
you
beautiful.
Know, that's why people can feel authenticity. It's not like a content we create or we bring in experts. There is no expert. The thing is happening,
yeah.
And then you jump in and you recognize those things are all part of ourselves already. They're inherent in our humanity, but we haven't given them any energy. We haven't given any focus. No light has been shone on that. But instead, at the age of 5, kids are with 10-kilo frigging rucksack going to a tuition until 9 in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, so naturally, until we recognize that those values are you know, destructive to us as people, you know, as sensitive human beings who have more to them than just making money.
Right. And it's all a process of unlearning, right?
Exactly, unlearning and recognizing, a lot of resonance.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote in the news about it. I said it'll start with eating, it'll end with celebration. So the last day, my band Emergence, we performed. And it was a very nice gig. It was one of my favorite gigs we've done. It had a lot of punch to it. And we did that gig as also part of a music video. We had a friend of ours, a director from Mumbai, Shani, and Rishi from Oroville, who is a very young 16-year-old filmmaker, but already won awards and stuff. He's very, very, very talented. So we had this amazing little production team. And then Serena and Jeannie, who were also doing a documentary about this because they're in the Joy of Impermanence, they also gave us their footage. So we had have a very rich music video waiting to be released.
And when do we get to see this music video?
I'm waiting, yeah. I rang Shanu yesterday, but we couldn't get to speak. So, yeah, I don't know when it will come, maybe in another month or two or something.
Okay. Yeah. And are you going to be curating any more of these events?
Yes. Well, I mean, this particular event will be in the pipeline a bit later, and I'll do it only as a one-day event.
Okay.
I would like that the newcomer process decides to take this up as a one-day event, which would also include an exploration of Tamil, because okay. I also teach Tamil for foreigners. I mean, I'm not very, very good at that because I'm not super fluent in Tamil. People will say I'm fluent, but I know what is real Tamil. But for foreigners, you know, just as a means to start to be able to communicate and explore the language and on a level, day-to-day level, that I'm working on a project with Jonathan from Pachandikulam, who's very, very enthusiastic and a very fine linguist. So hopefully to combine those two and give it as a once-a-month thing for newcomers, and other people could join in as well if they like. But before that, there's more projects. So there'll be a cooking competition soon, I hope, in Eddie and Jarity.
Okay.
That I want to have like a little MasterChef thing going on. I don't exactly know how to do it. I'm waiting for people to help me. And I'm trying
MasterChef for the villagers?
Yeah, but it's more like for villagers. Yeah, it's like it was something I wanted to do with the village. To like say, okay, guys, you have only banana flour, banana stem and green papaya and chicken spinach. Okay, cook. So we give the ingredients. There'll be like nice prizes. You know, it'll be like a nice incentive to be part of it, and then a nice lunch, and we can invite a lot of people for lunch and like give the prizes. And it's to bring energy to the subject, to bring it in a joyful and a playful way. And towards the end of August, inshallah, if all my musicians have dates free, there will be I'm trying to organize a festival in Chennai, a music festival with, it's not all fixed yet.
Okay,
it's
okay.
In the pipe. Hope, in the pipeline. Okay. But we started working on it actually just yesterday.
Okay.
But already some nice musicians have agreed to participate, and there's a lot of affection for this subject from everybody, and there's a lot of community in Chennai, as well as musicians and activists and you know, organic farmers, urban farmers, and so hopefully that will be the next thing. Yeah.
Also, what do you think is the first step to inducing sensitivity in people when it comes to honoring Mother Earth, Mother, you know, the soil?
Start eating? Yeah, start eating. Start knowing what's good food. Like Maggi noodles, you eat it, you... maybe if you're in like, you know, you're on your third episode of Star Wars and, you know, with a big Coca-Cola, Maggi noodles will taste fine.
Mm.
But like, if you put it next to like a green papaya salad that you've made with your lemon and your papaya and the chicken spinach and a bit of this and that, I mean, it's just, there's no, you. It's really, it's one, it's like the light is on and one, the light is off.
Yeah.
So that is, that's all about resonance. It's like waking up to that which we already know, which is, it's the taste of well-being, we can say.
Okay. And food and culture have always gone hand in hand. Right, I think it's only lately that people have started to induce, I mean, citing more junk food.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Obviously then capitalism comes in, and you see everyone with a Lace packet or...
Yeah, because food becomes functional then, you know, it's not about... we just have to see is that we have all the energies needed to manifest such a... rich, beautiful, dynamic culture and community around us. But unless we honor Mother Earth, we can't. Mm. It won't happen. Because everything's, all our primary wealth is in the soil.
Yeah.
Which is another aspect of that 6 days project as well. We felt very, like, how can we possibly put a price on this? You know, it's priceless. From the sense of also how can we define the price of that mango or that eggplant, you know, the brinjal. So we ran this thing on gift economy, which was quite nice. And, and then we put it to the people. We said, look, there's real costs. We are all responsible to run this thing. Everyone has different capacities. If people have any other gift they want to give from heart as well, we are very happy. As long as everything comes from heart, happy. And it was quite nice, the financial commitment, the way the people offered was very warm, you know, it's very nice. You felt like, I felt at the end that it was honored, the event, you know. Whereas if people like sneak off without paying and stuff, or like, oh, I don't have to pay, then I won't. And then you don't feel like it's honored, but you feel like, yeah, if it's honored, that means then it must have touched.
Right.
The heart, you know.
And especially if you're growing your own food, you tend to honor it a little bit more, right?
100%, yeah, definitely. And if you picked it yourself,
that's true. I helped out another farm nearby, and I remember the next day when I ate food, I couldn't stop looking at, okay, you know, someone picked this out for me.
Yeah, so, think of all the grains of rice.
Exactly. Do you plan on doing something like the 6 days of exploration of 100%?
6 days, I don't think I'll do it again as 6 days unless I have a serious request, because it's a lot of energy, and we'll see. Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
okay.
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe we'll do it as a precursor to a festival. We have one more festival actually coming up as well in September, and that's coming up here in Solitude.
Okay.
And then maybe, like, I don't know, maybe the week before we do that. Okay, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Yeah,
Auroville, we love you.